Good morning, everybody. I'm Liddell, and I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm so glad to be here. And Terry, I thank you for inviting me. And Janet, thank you for the information that you sent me as well. While all the reading was going on, I was trying to process how I wanted to qualify. And I got this from the 5:30 meeting. I'm always writing down things. Actually, I got that from my friend Terry. And two things I wrote down. How did I end up here? And how do others make me feel? How did I end up in Overeaters Anonymous? Well, I am the oldest of three children. I weighed 10 pounds at birth. My two sisters weighed 6 pounds and 7 pounds. What's wrong with that picture? Going back as far as I can remember, and please, in my story, I'm not blaming anybody for my need to eat myself crazy, okay? That's on me. However, my mother shared with me that when she was pregnant with me, I'm 63 years old. So that was back in the 50s. I may not look 63, but I'm 63. Anyway, so she had this tomato, guys. Can I say food? In my 5:30, I can't talk about food. Can I talk about food here? Yes. Okay. She had this tomato and she took the tomato. Now, normally you can take a nice fruit or vegetable, however you want to see it, and you can put tuna in it. That's okay. But to stuff it with mayonnaise, it took me years to get that taste of mayonnaise out, you know, and we do like, what's your binge thing? Okay, mayonnaise, peanut butter, all these things, guys, these are things that my mother loved during her pregnancy with me. Now, I'm not blaming her for my illness, but that taste, I kept those tastes with me. Now, today, I heard my story one time, not my experience. I hear my experiences from you guys all the time, but my story one time, a lady said she came in through the other program, the program where you had these two gentlemen, Bill and Bob. She was in that program. That's how I came in to OA. I came in through that program. This book right here, and I don't know if y'all still use it, but it's the ODAT book. And my sponsor gave me this. I got sober in 1987. And she gave me this because at the time, okay, I was a lot smaller than I am now. And I keep touching these. Gentlemen, y'all excuse me. I keep touching my breasts because I had starved myself to where, and women know what I'm talking about. You don't have them. They're like gone. And she recognized that something is wrong with you other than this other meeting that we're going to. And so by the grace of God, she took me with her to Overeaters Anonymous. And that's how I ended up in Overeaters Anonymous. Okay. The big book tells me that when you're sharing, you want to let people know what happened, what it's like, you know, and what it's like now and some other things. I'm getting a little nervous. I'm forgetting. But all I remember, y'all, growing up is that I was never fat. And I think I would have rather have been fat. And then somebody could say, oh, she's fat. But I was always bigger than my sisters. And that I felt so bad from that. And I think I compensated by making A's. I don't know to this day, did I make A's because I was smart or did I make A's because I'm just trying to feel better because I really feel less? I don't know. Chicken and egg situation. You guys figure that one out. But anyway, that went on until I went to college and I ran into this girl who was kind of shaped like me. And then the next year, she wasn't anymore. She just, you know how you do, like they say, the freshman 15. It wasn't the freshman 15, guys. It was where either you starve yourself or you go to some crazy doctor and he or she will give you these crazy pills and it's got you, you're losing weight, but you're not doing it in a helpful way, you know, like OA. So I came back home after my freshman year and then it was like I was a person. So I'm like, well, what was I before? Before, was I a monster? And that's the thing about food addiction that really sort of disturbs me a little bit. It's like, okay, if I don't look the way that you want me to look, I don't matter. But if I'm all, you know what I mean, then I can fit in with my family. Oh, now you're my daughter. You know, you look okay. You look like the other kids or the other people in your age bracket. And that to me, it just, I don't know, it just made me feel some kind of way about myself. And there was nobody talking about, well, this could be probably a food addiction. I remember being 10. I went to the doctor and I let him touch my belly. I said, why do I have this fat on my belly? He says, because you eat too much. Okay, doctor, I eat too much. So what am I supposed to do about that? You're a kid, right? So how does the 10-year-old stop eating? Number one, why am I overeating anyway? You know, but nobody knew what was wrong with me. So here again, you just try to do the best that you can, and I'm in this world, but I never felt a part of the world. And then, after, let's see, 28 years old, yeah, I came into that other program when I was 28, having a sponsor. Thank God she was just like me. That's why I keep this ODAP book. She was just like me. And Terry knows me a little bit. Like when I come into OA, I feel like I don't belong here. Guys, I so belong here. I so belong here. I identify with never ever feeling good enough unless your breasts are up to here and everything is right and you're feeling all, you know, it's like you got to feel a certain way. Today, I got some energy going, but this energy is not because, oh, hey, I think I look cute today. It's because inside, doesn't matter how you think I need to look, you know, if I don't lose a pound, oh, it was 40 pounds and then 20 pounds I kept off because that way I had a period. I didn't have the hair. Gentlemen, I'm sorry. I'm just telling my story. With just keeping 20 pounds off, my period was normal. The hair was no longer on my chest. Some of the ladies know what I'm talking about because I had gotten down so low. But now I'm normal. And when I walk, I mean, I know I can keep this body. That little swell body that I had, it's like, who is this? Oh, you look cute. I couldn't breathe, guys. I mean, my skin, I mean, I'm brown skin. It was like gray. But today, you know, I can maneuver. I can be in the world like this, and I can feel good about myself. What helped me feel good about myself? A, you guys show love. And like I said, way, 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 way back then, I would go with my sponsor to Overeaters Anonymous. I'm in my 20s, guys. Let's be real. I didn't know what you guys were talking about. I mean, when you're 20 years old, you can starve yourself. Boom, you can gain a bunch of weight. And the next thing you know, the weight is gone. But 20 years later, you know, like I said, I'm 63 now, but 20 years later, when I was like 40 something, dude, you got to do something. You got to get some kind of program. And that's when this higher power stepped in, guys. The higher power stepped in and gave me some hope. Gave me a program, and I already had the 12 steps through that other program. But I didn't know, and a lot of people who are like me, we got that booze thing going and that food thing going. We don't know how, at least let me speak for myself. I didn't know how to separate it. Okay, I'm a math teacher. Okay, this thing right here, this food thing, this is a linear thing for me. Down here, okay, if I'm eating too much food, my weight's gonna go up. Okay, I get that, but I didn't get that. Okay, the booze, the food, this is two different degrees of pain, two kinds of pain, y'all. So that means that I got to work two programs. Are you kidding me? Two programs? What are you going to do to me, God? Just shoot me in the head, right? But anyway, when I learned that I needed to work two programs, guys, I had some peace. I wasn't in my apartment. It used to be a time, and I hope somebody can relate, that my family would come and they would look at my, where's the food, Liddell? You don't have any food in your refrigerator. It wasn't because I was poor. It was because if I kept food here, guys, I had no program. I could not keep myself from eating everything that was here. But once I got a program, like now you look at my refrigerator, guys, you're going to see some healthy stuff. You got, and I make sure that I keep food. Whereas before it was like, oh, this is bad. Food and booze. I mean, I can't keep booze. You know that. That's just not good. But I have to keep food. I had a sponsor in OA who said, used to say, you can put the cap on the booze, but the food, girl, you got to learn how to eat. You have to learn how to eat. And I think that's the gift that OA gave me that AA couldn't give me. And I should never expect AA to tell me about food. AA told me about booze, but you guys tell me about food. And so for that, I'm very grateful. I picked up this book right here. You know how people, they say, well, just pick up a book or just turn to a page. I don't like that, but I did that. But listen at this, because this is how I was. I wanted magic. This ODAP book for September 24th, it reads like this, The Reflection of the Day. It says, everybody wants to be somebody, but nobody wants to grow. My professors used to say, everybody want to be somebody, but nobody wants to do the work. And that's where I was. I was like, well, you make me okay, but don't make me do any work. Don't make me do any steps. Okay. I ask myself sometimes, as we all do, who am I? Where am I? Where am I going? What's it all about? The learning and growing process is usually slow. It was slow for me. But eventually, our seeking always brings a finding. What seems like great mysteries often turn out to be enshrined in complete simplicity. Have I accepted the fact that my willingness to grow is the essence of my spiritual development? Today, I'm different. I'm willing to grow today. I don't want the magic. I know what to do. For me, I have to work the 12 steps. Today, I pray, God, give me patience and the perseverance to keep on hoeing the long row, even when the end of it is out of sight. The principles of the program are my almanac for growing, even more than harvesting. The harvest will come, abundant enough to share, if I can stick to my garden tending. Today, I will remember I'm getting there. It's not being there, it's getting there. I used to say, well, if I can look like this, then I'm going to be happy today. Y'all, I'm happy right now, in the present, in the moment, walking with the Spirit. And I learned that from just you know, sitting here, kicking it at 5:30 on that 5:30 a.m. meeting, and just listening to people share that they felt like I felt. And because of that, guys, I have some joy. It used to be a time in my life where I wanted to kill myself. And I'm not saying that to be like, oh, as Terry would say, a downer. I don't want to be a downer. I just want to share my experience with y'all to let you know that it's not like I said, I don't know. I hear people say, I prayed out to God and I said, help me with the food. I was so ashamed of this food thing. I couldn't pray out to God. I think God just picked me up and said, you poor bastard. I know you don't know what time it is. I'm just going to help you. And that's what happened to me. He helped me. And I always share, what are the chances of me meeting Terry, meeting any of y'all? I didn't know anything about phone meetings. You get in your car and you drive on Saturday and you go to the little hut thing, and that's OA. But I'm just, I don't know, on the computer or something. And then I get to this meeting and I meet these people and my life changes. So they said, why are you up at 5:30 in the morning? Okay, I'm hearing from everybody. It's like all over the planet. Anonymity, anonymity. Because like I said, I was young when I came in. Who cared about anonymity? I just didn't have enough sense to care about things like spiritual principles. But today, y'all, I can, and I can protect y'all. I can protect me, and I can live in this world. I think, and I know this is not a booze meeting, but I think I boozed it up because I never felt good enough to live in this world. But today, guys, I feel good enough to live in this world, and I never felt like that. So if that means I need to have an addiction and get rid of all this stuff, wreckage of my past, and tell all my secrets about hiding food, you know, putting coffee grounds.
Five minutes left.
Okay, and I'm wrapping it up. Thank you. I'm wrapping it up. If I have to share all, you know, all the bad just to get to the good, guys, it's worth it. It's worth it. You can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. And I want to thank you, Terry, because usually I'm like, guys, I ain't trying to do this. I'm just a drunk. I'm not a compulsive overeater. That ain't true. I am a compulsive overeater, and I'm glad to be here. And thank y'all for listening. And that's it for me.